I didn't expect you to answer. Well, I thought maybe you'd deleted or blocked my number. Oh, I know that it might be a mistake that I'm calling you this late, but these dreams that I have of you, they're not real enough anymore. And I know that sounds weird, and it probably is. But when we broke up, my heart never really left. And I mean that, like, my brain knew that we weren't going to see each other anymore or talk to each other anymore, and my head understood, but my soul never, it never stopped needing your presence to be near, and my body yearns for yours even after all these months, and you're rarely off my mind. I know that breaking up was the best thing for us since we were in such different places in life, but my heart just wants to be with you. And I wouldn't be calling you like this if my soul wasn't absolutely crushed and my life has no more color in it without you. I know that I can't just call and ask you to drop everything that you worked so hard for to be here with me when I can't even hold myself together, but I just really need something of you to cling on to. And the pictures just don't do it anymore, and I just wanted to hear your voice. So will you please just talk to me? It doesn't have to be deep or about us. We can talk about the weather, or when that building on 5th and Elm is finally going to be condemned since it's one breeze from falling over, or anything. Just anything to hear your voice. Hi. Thank you for not hanging up. Other than the obvious, I'm okay. How are you doing? Ah, that's good. What's new with me? Oh, you really want to know? Well, I got that internship at HarperCollins, and I've made a lot of progress on my novel. Although I'm still deleting whole chapters and starting anew just about every other day. Met anyone? No. Nobody since you. What about you? What's going on in your life? That's really good. I'm really happy for you, and I'm really proud of you. You're doing so good. Yeah, of course. And anyone new in your life? Oh, there is. Oh, You're...
What?
Your coworker, Joey? A good coworker and friend. So, not romantic? Sorry. I know, I really have no right to be relieved about that since we're not together anymore. It's all good. Hmm? My novel? Oh, right. I'm almost done with the one I was working on when we were together, but I've had another novel started on the side that I'm actually really starting to fall in love with. It's about meeting someone, spending every day with that someone until you're the absolute best of friends and you're glued to each other's hip, and you can't go anywhere without people asking where the other is, and eventually being best friends isn't close enough anymore, and they decide one day to just take a chance and not block themselves from feeling more than just platonic feelings. And after some groveling and passion-fueled arguing, they finally realize that they've loved each other all along and that they've been idiots the whole time. And everybody saw it but them. And it's blissful and perfect for a while until they get just a little bit older and they realize life isn't the fairy tale they've been thinking it is, and things get rough for a while. And they decide to take a break to figure out what they want. And that's where I'm at with it. How does it end? I'm not sure, to be honest. My source of inspiration hasn't shown me how it ends yet. My inspiration? I think you know where I get it from. It's us. Our story. Our love. I wanted our love to survive even if we didn't fit. And the best way I thought to do that was to put it on pages. At least personally, to me, love can't die if it's given life through writing. And I think I also just wanted something physical to hold that was the embodiment of us. Not just you, not just me, us. As I'll be honest, what we had was magical. I didn't believe love could feel so beautiful and wild and crazy in the best possible way until I met you. And that's an experience I never want to forget or take advantage of. So while our relationship might not survive, our love always will. It honestly feels like stopping it in time. And just holding it right in the best moments and appreciating it for what it was. It feels like I captured our love. And I'm just holding it. And honestly, I think it's the best writing I've ever done. And it's one of my best works. And maybe I'm a little biased, but I really love the story. And maybe it's just because I have such a strong emotional connection to it, but I think the story could go so far. And if I'm being really honest here about everything, I think our breakup was a mistake. I think that we're both right. I think that we are in such different places in life. But I think we were wrong about how we handled it. Because I believe with my whole heart that if we would have figured it out, we would have worked. Because I don't think we needed to break up to carry on with our lives. Because we're still in the same town. We're still on similar schedules. And I still love you. And I think that we could have made it work. Because ultimately we want the same things, just on a different timeline. And I think that if we would have thought about it more before just rushing to a fix to the problem, then I think I would have realized that I can compromise my timeline a little bit for you. Because I want you more than I want to stick to some stupid timeline. And to be honest, there is no one else I want by my side every day except you. And accomplishing all of the things that I'm accomplishing honestly means nothing when I have nobody to share it with. Now, I'm not saying that we should just drop everything and get back together. But I do definitely think that we should give us a second chance if you feel the same way. You don't have to decide right now. I want you to be 125% sure that this is what you want. I want you to be 125% sure that you can juggle us and your work. Because I don't want you to have to choose. I don't want you to pick me over what's important to you. I want you to have everything that's important to you. Even if that means that I don't get to have you anymore. Because I know how important all of this is for you. I know. And you're doing so well. But I truly do feel like that we could have figured it out. And I think we still can. What do we do? That's a great question. If I'm being honest, I've never gotten back together with anybody before. So I don't really know. But, maybe it would be a good idea to just go for coffee or for lunch completely platonically and just see if that spark is still there. And then go from there. Just see how we feel after seeing each other. Because obviously over the phone is a lot different than sitting face to face, and who knows how each of us might feel. I'm free on Saturday. Or I can really be free whenever. I can move writing around a little bit. I'm not stuck and glued to a schedule, so whenever works for you. Yeah, that should work for me. What time? Okay, perfect. It's in my calendar. I guess I'll see you then. Yeah. Thank you for picking up the phone. And for, you know, listening and, agreeing to see me again. Even if it's just once. I feel a lot better. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. All right, then. I'll see you later.